Well, for about a year, my foundation, which specializes in getting political prisoners, soldiers out of harm's way and in prisons around the world, has been working for a year on Otto Warmbier's release. We've been meeting with the North Koreans, urging the release with Otto Warmbier's family. We offered some humanitarian assistance for Otto's release to the North Koreans, flood assistance, the paying for the remains of our soldiers. And the North Koreans never responded, but thankfully the Department of State has managed to get the release of Otto Warmbier finally. But the concern is that he's a sick young man, that he's in a coma. And the North Koreans have a lot of explaining to do, especially if he might have been in a coma for a total of a year.
Yeah, it's a question I wanted to ask you, sir. You were able to engage with him late last year, and they never mentioned this to you, did they?
They never mentioned it. We sent a delegation of my foundation, three people, a specialist on remains, the director of my foundation, and the North Koreans never mentioned that he might have been sick, or they never, as I understand it, told the Swedish government that represents us in North Korea, that has given access to American prisoners, that they never said that he was ailing. And this is a violation, a potential violation of the Geneva Prisoner Accords. But we don't know the full details. Hopefully he's out of the coma when he is in the hospital, in the military hospital in Japan. We don't know. There's a big mystery, but the big issue is the North Koreans have some explaining to do, especially since he might have been in a coma for over a year and they didn't notify anybody.
And, you know, speaking of his situation is as grave and as difficult as it is, there are several other Americans there, too, right now. Give us your view on what the situation is for these other, I think it's three Americans.
Well, what's happened in the past, the North Koreans detain Americans and then use them for bargaining chips. They say, we'll release you. We want an exchange, humanitarian aid or a high-level visit. But with these Americans, the North Koreans keep detaining them and don't appear to want to have a dialogue on releasing them. Although with Otto Warmbier, it may have been because of his physical condition. There are three more Americans. They're Korean Americans that are detained on very murky grounds. There's a Canadian that has been detained. And I think as a goodwill gesture, given what happened to Otto Warmbier, the North Koreans should unconditionally release these Americans and this Canadian without any preconditions. This is a very serious matter if, in effect, Otto Warmbier is not well. He's a young man, 21 years old, unjustly imprisoned. Yeah, he maybe stole a political banner, but he was given a sentence of 15 years. He served 1 year. And if he's been that year in a coma, this is very, very distasteful and wrong and outrageous.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you were actually notified by his parents about this situation in the last day or so, correct?
That's right. This morning, I was given a heads up. His parents gave my staff director, Mickey Bergman, a heads up. We've been working with them. I've spoken to the parents before, that they were headed to Japan, but Otto was being released. That was the good news, but the bad news was that he might be quite sick, that he might have been in a coma for the last year. So we were given that heads up before there was an official announcement by the State Department. I think the State Department deserves credit for getting him out, but we need to know the circumstances of Otto's health. It's unacceptable if he was in a coma and the United States was not notified, nor our representatives in Pyongyang, the Swedish government, were notified. My understanding is that for a long time, the Swedish government has not been given access to this young American based on Geneva protocols. And that's wrong. That is not just distasteful. That is wrong, and North Korea is going to have to account for that.
But Ambassador, considering the trajectory that this administration, this regime under Kim Jong-un has taken, You know, since he assumed power, and certainly within the last few years, the assassination of his own uncle and the killing of his own brother, allegedly, does this come as a surprise to you, or do you feel as though this is this may be part of a deliberate act?
Well, I am surprised because in the past, as father, you could always make some kind of a deal with him after all the bluster and all the threats and the missile test. But with this leader, Kim Jong-un, we know how unpredictable he is. We don't know what he wants, what his end is. He doesn't meet with anyone. He continues to provoke the international community with nuclear and missile tests, hostility, not engage in negotiating releases with prisoners. This is a surprise that even in the norms of proper international minimal behavior that this young man might have been in detention and in a coma without notifying the country that is involved, the United States, nor our representatives in Pyongyang. This is a humanitarian violation.
What do you think is the next step for the U.S. In trying to deal with North Korea on this?
Well, I think there are a lot of bad options in dealing with North Korea. I think talks of a preemptive military strike are not good options because it involves 30,000 American troops in South Korea, 70,000 in Japan, 25 million in Seoul, South Korea, our allies that are vulnerable. I think more sanctions are needed on North Korea, more economic banking sanctions. We have to lean on China more to put more pressure on North Korea. I think China's put some pressure, but not enough. Thirdly, I think we have to continue our strong military relationship with South Korea, the THAAD missile, anti-missile test. I think we have to continue our technology to shoot down any missile that might get to the United States. I don't think they're ready yet. But I think the ultimate deal is diplomacy. We're going to need a diplomatic deal in exchange for North Korea cooling their behavior and stopping their missile tests. And it's probably going to take food and some kind of assistance. And I think the international community needs to stabilize the peninsula. The key is China and American diplomacy. And the situation's a tinderbox, and we have to find a way to ease the tension in a very strategic part of the world.
Dennis Rodman is there now. Do you think he can serve any useful purpose?
Well, I have a mixed reaction. I was troubled that Mr. Rodman said he was not going to talk about the detainees in his initial statement. On the other hand, he's there. Maybe he is a channel. He's the only American that's talked to Kim Jong-un. Maybe Kim Jong-un is going to say something to him like, maybe we start a dialogue or some, not a substantial negotiation, but maybe a message. I always think when any American can transmit a diplomatic message, that's good. I'm concerned that it's Rodman, but he may be the only game in town.
Well, that is true. Is there anything you want to add about this that you think we need to know as it relates to this situation with Mr. Warm Beer and the other three Americans, Kim Dong-chul, Tony Kim, and Kim Hak-song?
Well, my strong suggestion to North Korea is explain what happened to Otto Warm Beer. All the medical situation relating to his case, explain why you did not disclose to the United States or to the Swedish government the state of his condition, and then immediately release as a humanitarian gesture the three Americans unconditionally and immediately.